Good afternoon, Roland James Custom Jewels. How may I help you?
Why, good afternoon to you.
And how are you doing?
Good. How have you been?
Oh, not too bad. Surviving. Just hold on a minute.
Good.
Hello?
Where the heck have you been? I haven't heard from you. No hide, no hair.
I hear you. Haven't had any calls for anything.
Not yet, huh? We're 36 days till Christmas. They got to get moving. What the heck?
Yeah.
It's almost down to a month.
True.
Nobody been coming in, huh? Asking for any diamonds or...
No. I don't know what this Christmas is going to bring for us down here.
Well, yeah, I know you had the hurricane, so that makes it a little tougher for you.
Yeah, and I mean, these people are, you know, hurt.
Yeah, that's tough. Did they lose a lot of businesses? Probably, right?
Not so many businesses as, I mean, there are businesses, you know, that
right.
Some of the waterfront restaurants and so forth like that.
Right.
But a lot of houses that are on the water and everything.
Jeez.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of high-rise condos or anything else here.
Right.
It's all single-story family homes on the water and everything. And
oh, jeez.
Some of them, you know, some of them got 4.5 feet of water in them.
Wow.
So they're, you know, you drive through this one area that's down here. It's called Gulf Harbors.
Mm-hmm.
It's all homes that probably are 500,000 and up.
Right.
And they're all, I mean, there wasn't a single house out there hardly that didn't get water.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
That's bad.
You know, it's tough. So
have they gotten their FEMA money? Does that come in yet, or it takes
time? Some are. Now, like Jean, she lives in a condo, and,
right.
You know, they lost power. And when they lost power, all of her food went bad in the refrigerator.
Oh, gee.
Well, FEMA just turned her down.
What?
Yeah.
For what reason?
You know, because her house wasn't damaged. Her home wasn't damaged.
Oh,
gee. Even though, you know, you lost power.
Right.
And that's supposedly... If you'd lost power for 48 hours, I think it was, you were supposed to be able to claim it.
Right.
Well, she lost power for four or five days. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyways.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And they won't cover her air conditioner that got destroyed because she has insurance on it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the insurance is going to pay for that, so they won't cover that. So.
But then she probably has the deductible.
Yeah, well, then my son that got, he had 40 inches in his house, and FEMA offered him $1,800. That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and even though it was downstairs, it wasn't, you know, because
right.
It was a built house raised up. But he said, that's not even my my premium.
Right.
And he goes, I didn't want to insure it in the first place, and you made me insure it. And he goes, my premium was more than that, and you're offering me. So he turned it over to his sister-in-law, who's an attorney. So she's going to go after him for it. So.
Well, yeah, but what do people do in the meantime if they don't have money to fix
it? That's it, you know. That's
horrible.
It. You know, there's so many people that are basically living with friends and everything else like that.
Wow.
It's unreal, you know.
Again, with nothing left, I'm sure. No clothes, nothing.
Yeah.
And then the poor people with big families, kids and all that, pets.
Yeah. Well, yeah. you know, we're a heavy retirement area here.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, we do have a lot of young families, but most of them don't live on the water because they can't afford to.
Oh, right.
You know, so. Anyways, that's it from this end of town.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? We've made it through other ones. We'll make it through this one.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
people are depressed and they buy things to feel better.
Sometimes, yep. Yeah.
Depression and war going on and all that.
Actually, I had a, when I lived and worked in Dallas, I had a psychiatrist out there that she would actually tell her patients to, you know what, let's not do a session this week. Take the money you would pay me and go buy yourself a piece of jewelry.
Oh.
And she'd send them over to see me. So, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Better call her again because a lot of people are going to see her.
Yeah.
To cope with
yeah.
all this. Jeez.
God, that was 40-some years ago.
Wow.
A long time ago.
What if you do some kind of like sale, Christmas sale or something?
We are. We're on, you're on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Look for Rollin James Custom Jewelers on Facebook.
Okay.
I have a girl that posts things all the time on there.
Oh, nice.
And, like, we have a 25% off all Kaladi jewelry.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, we run sales, but she does all kinds of different type of things to try and get people interested. So,
but
look it up. It's Rollin James Custom Jewelers on Facebook.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Yeah.
Nice.
All righty. All right, kiddo. I'll keep you in mind,
right.
though.
Yep, I'll wait to hear from you. I know I will. All right.
All righty. Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.